This is Doug Dosser. It's the 2nd of January, 1989, and I'm interviewing Sue Lucius.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's okay.
All right. What do you remember about television when you first started watching it? Can you remember anything? Was it?
I can remember one thing. We had a lot of snow.
A lot of snow.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah?
Big share of the time, people thought that they were getting a pretty good program, or view, picture, rather, why they was, like being out in a snowstorm, actually. It was, no kidding.
Oh, yeah?
It was, you've seen snow on TV when you switch stations already, probably. You don't even get it very often, but occasionally you will. Well, that's...
A lot of static.
Yeah, well, not exactly static. It was snow, they call it. Just like...
A lot of waves and stuff. It wasn't very clear.
Just like snow falling.
Uh-huh. I see. Do you remember your first television? Was it a big deal when you got your first television?
Or? Well, we weren't one of the first ones to get one.
Uh-huh.
They were out quite a while before we got one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was worked pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Considered.
Of
course, it wasn't one of the first ones, like they say. We got one later.
So your neighborhood had...
I still got it down in the basement.
Do you really?
It's a black and white, yeah.
Your first television you ever
right.
had? Right. How old were you when you, can you remember like how old you were?
We lived over here. Not.
Sorry not, to interrupt.
Not exactly age, I couldn't say. It was possibly late 40s or early 50s.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. When you first got it, did you spend a lot of time watching it, or?
Well, gosh, that's been a long time ago. I would say probably quite a bit.
Was it as big a deal watching TV then as it is now, as far as, you know, how much time you do watch it?
Well, now we very seldom watch it except in the evening.
Okay.
Unless there's something special comes on that we want to see, you know. Saturday afternoon, the Painter comes on to Channel 23, 2:30 Saturday afternoon, Bill Alexander on Channel 23, and I like to see the Painter. And, outside of that, unless it's something special, we very seldom watch in the daytime.
I see. So it really hasn't had that big of an effect on what you do and as far as...
Well, in a way it has, because you get used to, eating your supper and you go in and possibly watch the news and... Of course, these other programs come on that we watch, a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of get in the groove there of watching this and watching that, and so you probably sit there the rest of the evening watching till you go to bed.
It's almost like a habit.
Yeah, it used to be a habit.
Yeah, okay. when you got your first TV, did it affect, like, how your kids acted or what they did? I mean, instead of going out and playing outside or running around or doing something like that, did they stay inside?
No, I wouldn't say it did.
Didn't? Okay.
No, it might have if we'd have probably let them have it on all the time, but well, it's been so long ago, I can't really remember, been quite a while.
Yeah, you kind of regulated how much they could watch.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay. What type, like, when you got your first TV, what kind of shows did you watch? Can you remember, like, the different kinds that were on it now?
Well, yeah, there was probably a lot of Westerns come on.
Westerns?
Yeah, well, not all together, but that was one thing that I used to enjoy watching. And then, of course, like today, the Rose Bowl Parade, and once in a while, there was some kind of game on, I guess. It was...
You're talking sports?
Well, yes, some sports, and uh-huh. not much, nothing like it is today.
Uh-huh.
Today is getting ridiculous. And then there were game shows on, different ones that sometimes you'd get interested in, or somebody would be interested in watching them.
Yep. Did they have like talk shows like they have nowadays? As far as you can remember, like Ed Sullivan. Did you used to watch him?
Yeah. That was the one that was. I think he had a amateur. Mm-hmm. Amateur. Yeah, we used to watch that. That was one show.
Okay. altogether, what was your favorite type of program that you liked to watch? Can you remember?
Well, one thing was, like you say, Ed Sullivan's amateur show, and then there was John Wayne was a good actor. In my opinion, he's one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of them, and there were other ones, I guess, not as good as he was, but good shows that occasionally you watched. It was Tom Mix, and there were a lot of them guys at that time that you forgot about now.
Yeah.
Roy Rogers came on later. They had nice, clean shows, all of them.
Yeah. What do you remember? Was color television, when color television came in, was that a big deal, or did
quite much so?
Was it?
Yeah, it especially different programs. There was one program that was on at that time. It was Ponderosa, the name of it.
Yeah, that sounds.
Yeah, okay, that was real interesting. When we got color, and when it played to have color, because it was nice, all outdoor scenery.
Oh.
Right, until later on it changed, so it was...
Wasn't as good?
Nah, hell, they'd film a whole show in the room in a hotel somewhere or something.
Yeah.
Got disgusting.
Mm-hmm. So,
then that was one, and like the parade that's on today, the Rose Bowl Parade, that was really something to see in color. And, we had people come over to our place when we got color just to see the Rose Bowl Parade in color.
Yeah.
They didn't have one.
How long after your first television did you get color?
I just couldn't tell you. Okay. I believe that it seems like our next one was color, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, okay. so it made it more fun to watch? Just
color, oh yeah, it made it a lot nicer.
Okay. Who was your favorite television personality? I think you've already mentioned. Was it John Wayne?
He was one of them, yes. There was a lot of them that I liked, but, way back, I can't even remember them, but it was Tom Mix and Roy Rogers and Dale, that was his wife's name.
Uh-huh.
And, I just can't think offhand who they were.
Uh-huh. Most of the shows that they came off though were Western.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Okay.
Not all exactly, but a lot of them.
Uh-huh. Okay. How did television help you as far as knowing what's going around, what's going on around the world, did it like bring you closer to like the news and stuff?
We had radio before.
Yeah.
So there was no really big jump in, you know, in learning what's going on, because you heard it on radio or you heard it and saw it on TV. It was probably a little more interesting with TV, because you got pictures.
Yeah. What? So it was televised back then about the same way as they report and go around now?
Yeah, it was more or less the same.
Okay. Like today, every channel or every company says that the news is the most important thing to them, as far as you know, informing the people. Was the news the main thing back in when first TV first came out, as far as letting you know what's going on, or was it more shows and stuff?
No, it was, well, now, it could be a little of both. Not especially all news, but it was an important thing. People turned it on to get the news and the weather. And I don't know whether the reports were any more accurate than they are today, but if they're not too good today, 50-50 chance, going to rain or it isn't going to rain. But it was an important thing, the news, and of course shows too.
Did they have a regular time that they came on the news, like every, like they do now, every what?
Well, if I remember right, you know,
as far as
you don't
remember.
Keep in your mind, but as far as I remember, there was a certain time.
Okay.
Even on radio, I think there was more or less a
news time.
Yeah, news time.
Okay. Do you remember anything about early sports on TV? I mean, it might not have affected you, but instead of going like to the ball game or something, was there sitting home and watching the Gazette have a big impact?
Well, not really. I never was too interested in any of that anyway, so I can't tell you too much about that.
Did sports seem to take over some of the time that was used to...
They have lately, yes, last few years. In fact, they're getting... It's getting ridiculous.
Okay.
I mean, I don't mind... I used to watch once in a while a ball game. I was never, you know, too enthused about it, but I got interested in a ball game now, and mostly baseball or basketball, but you know, that was it.
So you think it's kind of gotten out of hand, though?
It's got out of hand, right.
As far as how much they
My
show.
My gosh, you, just like last night, we have certain shows that we watch every day, you know. Well, Scott, so now you watch one on one station, one on another, maybe. Well, they have a game on one station, and they always run over their time, and then they stay run over. I mean, they're not on time to the next program. So you want to watch this program, and then maybe the next one comes on another station or another network, and you're all messed up because your time is they've taken over. You know,
I see.
What I mean?
So yeah, so. You think sports is kind of taking away some of the the viewers from television
a lot of people like sports.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
When television first came out, did you have any feelings towards it, like how would it affect the way people live or anything?
No, not really.
You didn't. So it wasn't. Did you have any idea how big or how important it would ever get?
No.
Back then, it wasn't any big deal then.
No, not really. You never, you know, we had radio, and It was a time, I can remember, we didn't have radio even.
Uh-huh.
Or there was radio, but I mean, we didn't have it.
Uh-huh.
And same way with TV, but we eventually got it. And it was all an improvement, no doubt. But I can remember first hearing when they were going to try TV out. It seems like it was back in the, God, it must have been in the early 40s.
Yep.
In the East somewhere. Mm-hmm. And they were going to broadcast like, what was it, 60 miles or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell them that that's, they didn't know. Maybe someday they would be able to broadcast farther. I remember.
So it was
the news then, yeah.
It was kind of
it was something
to watch.
They'd been working on it, you know, yeah, experimenting with it for a long time before that. But then they were getting to the point where they were starting to try in broadcasting.
Uh-huh.
And this was like a... Gosh, it seems like around 60 mile or something like that.
Yeah.
Then they came out and said that, they'd have to have something different. Where, because TV does not follow the curvature of the earth.
Uh-huh.
TV goes in a straight line. So you can't, that's why you have the high towers.
Uh-huh.
The same way with your satellites you've got now. See, TV bounces off in the satellite.
And then back.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Have your feelings about TV and the programs and stuff changed since it came out? I mean, as far as shows?
I got a lot of feelings about TV today.
Yeah.
They've got programs that ain't fit to be on TV.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether you want me to tell you what they are or not, but I think you know.
Yeah. So you have a positive and negative views of the programs and stuff that are on
That's
TV.
That's right.
You do.
I know. I can see a little love making, a little, well, you know.
Uh-huh.
Used to be they held hands,
uh-huh,
or maybe a little peck on the cheek, uh-huh, you know, and then God, today it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay. So television, when it first came out, is nothing. It's gotten a lot more revealing, or.
Oh yeah, it's got rotten.
Compared to what it was when
yeah.
it first came out.
Yeah. And every program, it's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. So you disagree with a lot of the shows that are...
I sure do.
That are televised.
I sure do.
Okay, you would make changes in...
I sure would.
Like, what kind of changes would you make?
I mean, like, cut out all this sex.
Uh-huh.
Two people come together...
Yeah.
Their mouths wide open like a couple of hippopotamus and...
Yeah.
And then they're wrestling around on the bed, no mm-hmm. clothes on. That would be absolutely out.
Uh-huh. So what type of television shows do you agree with that you like?
I like nature, a lot of them. I like, see somebody, a good painter
uh-huh.
I'm interested in. I like nature pictures or any travel.
Uh-huh.
Scenery, or I like movies that, action.
Uh-huh.
John Wayne was, he's Western, of course, and that's getting old, I suppose. They have rockets they ride around on now instead of a horse, but action.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than one that's taken in just a you know, local scenery, like uh-huh. taken in a hotel or something like that, or some more or less everyday, no love affair or something like that. That's gets bored.
So do you think television today has a lot bigger effect on kids as far as compared to like what it was?
Well, I think they're showing them a lot of stuff they shouldn't be showing them.
So you think it is having its negative effects on?
I sure do.
Okay. All right then, that pretty well much does it as far as questions go. Thank you very much for...
It's okay.